Count money, man. Money, stack man. Riches.
Trying told him I'm a beast, bud.
What's up, gang? Welcome back to another episode of the Grindcast. Get ready. It's a new day. We're going to talk about taking personal ownership over stuff. In life, there's a lot of things that happen that are out of your control. But I think a lot of things in life are within our control if we can learn to own what's going on. It's easy to pass blame. We could blame the weather. We could blame holidays. We could blame we don't feel as well. You could blame the leads. You could blame another person. It's so easy to put blame on everything else. What I've learned about the winners, they find a way to look at their percentage of what needs to happen and only own that percentage. They could work on things that are outside of their control. We could work on things that can get better out there. But if you're looking at all the reasons why you're not as successful as you want to be by looking at other people, places, and things and pointing out there, you're not taking the amount of time that it takes to focus on the things that are in your control, because there's a percentage that you can control typically in a lot of different scenarios. And so I saw a quote by a coach that said, you know, I can't be the only reason why we're successful, but I can be the reason why we fail. And so that's leadership for you. You know, to be in leadership, you know, you can play a huge part in winning and in growing, but you got to have the right players. You got to have the right people. But that's a coach saying, I can't be the reason why we're successful, but I can be the reason why we fail. That's taking ownership on himself and realizing how important leadership is, and the way that you can dictate, you can determine a loss at times with your leadership. And so, you know, I think the focus of it is, you know, you could start out with being a person of your word, right? So not all of life is going to work out the way that we want it to work out. Not all things in life are going to play out the way that we want them to play out. And we could give it our best, and sometimes we fall short. But are you a man or woman of your word more often than you're not? Especially when it comes to business transactions. You know, there's a credit score everybody is aware of out in the world that, you know, you have a certain credit score of, are you paying your bills? Are you paying your bills on time? If you buy something on credit and you owe something, we can count on you to pay it back. The same thing goes on in business transactions of, there's not necessarily a score that you can go to pull up a person's score, although I wish there was, is a credit score of the way that you do business. Of, if you make a promise to something, if you make a commitment, I'm going to do this amount or I'm going to do this much, try to be right more than you're wrong. Even though sometimes you may aim real big and you come up short, that's part of the game. But if you're wrong as much as you're right, and you don't hit as much as you do hit, that means it's a 50% coin toss. And that's not going to give you a good credit score out there. And so I think in focusing on being someone that hits their commitments, it never takes really a casual approach. You've heard me say before, casually creates casualties. Doing things casually at times can create casualties, especially if you're in an important position. There has to be a sense of urgency. So you picture yourself as a, you know, I look at the Chiefs or whatever team's in the Super Bowl this year. You know, it's the Chiefs and they got the ball. There's a couple minutes left and they got to drive it all the way down the field. That's you got to have a sense of urgency. If you got to spike the ball, if you got to call timeout, if you got to dive, it's just a little bit different when it's the fourth quarter with the game on the line and the Hall of Famers and the game changers and the all-stars and the people that you talk about, those people all find a way to win. And when they find a way to win, it's creating a sense of urgency in the right moments during games, and typically it's pressure-filled moments that's created from a sense of urgency. And so you should take your job the exact same way and take ownership over where you're currently at, what you could do to dictate the outcome of your situation and outcome of the game. Coachable people, like in leadership, you'll notice people that are coachable, they allow you to pour into them and to help them become their best. But a lot of people like to think that they're coachable, but they're not coachable. They can't absorb what it is that you're telling them because, you know, they get offended. Now, part of that is can be on the coach. You got to try to do your best with the delivery. But more of that is on the player. It's almost like taking your medicine. You know, sometimes you might need to take some medicine to get better, but it may not taste as good going down, but the outcome is sweet. Sometimes you can't be so soft as a player that the coach has to deliver it perfectly in order for you to receive it and to change your life. And a lot of that coachability aspect of it also comes with taking responsibility for things and ownership for things. So there was something I saw somebody say, even if it's not your fault, it's your responsibility. So sometimes people may worry about whose fault it is. So for example, let's say I'm Patrick Mahomes. I'm the Kansas City Chiefs, and I know not everybody's a football fan, so I'm talking about the Super Bowl winning this year in the game of football, the team that won the Super Bowl. During the course of the season, they showed glimpses of not being able to win a Super Bowl, and they were losing in the game. And so when you look at it, if we were putting blame on someone, let's say the leader of the team is Patrick Mahomes, or the coach of the team, Andy Reid, they're blaming other players for why they're not winning or why they're in the situation that they're in. But you can't focus on taking control of what you got to do if you're blaming on what others. So it may not be your fault that we're losing, but it's your responsibility to bring us back as the captain, as the MVP, as the leader. That's why if it was easy, everybody'd be doing it. It's not always as much fun as it looks. The people that are winning, the people that are leading teams to titles, the coaches that are bearing the pressure of all these people that they're responsible for, it sounds good to be the boss. It may be cool to have some of the perks of being the leader, but it also, the perks come with a lot of pressure. And the people that get the perks typically handle the pressure well multiple times before they get the perks, but it always comes with pressure. And the pressure is that it may not be your fault, but it's still your responsibility. And so it's your responsibility. Look at what inside of you, when things in life happen, in business or personally, life is not fair. Right? So if you look at a problem and you're like, this is a problem and it's not all my fault, what part of this problem can you own? Can you own 20% of the problem, 10% of the problem? The growth is in what you can take ownership of and learn from and say, I'll take, this is what I can learn from. This is my percentage of the problem. Because that's your responsibility. That's the only thing you can control. The stuff that's not your fault, the stuff that's not your in your control, you can't control it. You know, I was hearing an example of, so for, you know, if someone leaves a baby on your doorstep, like a baby a couple months old, it's not your fault that the baby's there, but it's your responsibility to get that baby to safety. So it may not be, we're not talking about what your fault is right now. We're talking about taking ownership over the things that are your responsibility. Whatever you blame, you give power to. Whatever you're blaming, you give power to. So we're going to blame the government. It's the president's fault. It's the government's fault. We're going to blame the leads in a sales business. It's always the lead's fault. The leads, the leads, the leads. We're going to blame the leads. We need to blame ourselves. It may not be your fault, but it's your problem. And you're the only one that can change it. The growth zone is in taking accountability and responsibility to focus on the things that are within your control that you can control, which typically is two definite things. Like if you're wondering like, man, what the heck is in my control? Seems like it's not a lot in my control. What are the two things in your control? One is your effort. Are you giving the maximum amount of effort that you could possibly give? Are you outworking your peers? 1 to 10, be real with yourself. How much effort are you putting in? Like right now, don't just zone out on me. 1 to 10, rank yourself on your effort in the thing that you want to be great in. Second thing was the attitude. Your attitude determines your latitude. We all heard that one before, right? So your attitude is something that's in your control. Your attitude has a lot to do with your perspective. Your perspective of the poor me's is always going to get you cut short of looking at all how bad you got it, how much everything's against you, how bad the hand that you're dealt is, all the poor me's. That perspective is going to get you an L. That's going to give you a loss. The other perspective is how much better that you got it than somebody else. I might be sick, but I ain't that sick. I might be down, but I ain't that down. The leads might not be as good, but they ain't that bad. They're better than a whole bunch of other people's situation. My situation is better than a whole bunch of other people's situation. The cards that I'm dealt, they're not perfect. But this hand I'm dealt's better than the hand a lot of other people are dealt. And I'm grateful for these things. And it is possible for me. It may be difficult, but it is possible. The perspective is going to determine a lot of your attitude. You can't build a positive life with a negative attitude. You got to get this, man. This takes so much work. It's so much work because 70%, or I forget the percentage of people's thoughts and things that they got to weed out of their life are negative thoughts. For every one negative thought, you got to feed yourself like 7 positive thoughts. There's just the world and humans and us and things by nature give in to negativity. It's so much easier to be negative. It's so much easier to blame. You can actually even make sense of a lot of it. It's not your fault, but it's your responsibility. Like you can make sense out of it, right? You can make this excuse. You can make this reason. You can make all these obstacles, whatever. You can make sense out of all of it. But where is that going to get you? Is that going to get you the result you're looking for? Is that going to get you the solution you're looking for? 9 times out of 10 or more, it's going to be your attitude looking at the perspective positively coupled with hard ass work that's going to get you to where you want to be. And understanding that regardless of the hand you're dealt, regardless of the circumstances, that it's on us to take responsibility and ownership over our life and over the things that we could do to get better. And it's painful. It's painful to look at the things that you could do better. It's painful to admit the things that you did wrong. It's a harder road in a journey to look at all the reasons why you could have been successful when you weren't, and the things that are in your control that you need to do better. It's so much easier to just put the blame on things and accept reasons. But I'm trying to tell you that to go to elevated levels in the heights, your brain is so powerful if you allow your brain to be powerful. If you feed your brain an excuse, it's going to accept these excuses and it'll stop finding solutions. But if you don't feed your brain any excuses and it's only turned on to the fact of I gotta find a solution, your brain's gonna find solutions a lot of times if you allow that power to play out in your life, because you're blessed with it. The human brain, we got computers, we got watches, we got all types of cool technology and things that are happening right now, but man, there ain't nothing like the human brain and the human body, how powerful that the human makeup is, that the especially the brain. Right? And so they say, you know, I don't know what the percentage is. They say, you know, whatever percentage we use, we don't use the full percentage of our brain. We're only using a 40% or 20% or, you know, whatever's the, there's a lot of our brain that's not being used. We have so much in our brain, so much power we could fit in our brain, so much more that we could fit in our mind, if we don't just stop at the excuse or at the obstacle, at the hardship, but we open up our mind to the possibilities when we take ownership. So let's take ownership today in that circumstance. I know things out there, it can be difficult and many things aren't your fault. We can get the poor me's over it and be justified in doing it, but it's not going to get you to where you want to be. So today I want us to break the huddle and we're going to focus on staying positive, bringing that effort, bringing that attitude, and taking ownership over every part of your life that you could look and find ways on how can I get better? What can I do to grow here? What am I supposed to learn here? How can I play my part? And try to come through with your commitments as often as you possibly can. Okay. Thank you all for joining us on another episode of the Grindcast. Get ready. It's a new day.